Welcome to Dream Journey, Breaking the Dream Barriers. I am Georgia Lee Arts, your host. This is Women's History Month and Burnout, Part 2. In the last episode, we left off at Stage 1 of Burnout. Burnout rates are as high as 89% for men and women, with women leaders experiencing a higher rate of burnout than men. Today, I will expand on workaholism as a coping mechanism. This is a cycle where people who are experiencing burnout double down on work instead of stepping back and taking a break so they can recover. Why does this happen? One reason is that self-worth can be tied to your work. Maybe you're fearing failure if you slow down. Or it could be emotional avoidance. When work becomes a distraction from deeper struggles, maybe it could be conditions of anxiety or depression, or it could be personal dissatisfaction or misalignment in your career, which isn't a condition. Misalignment is when your work is in conflict with things like your purpose, values, fulfillment, maybe your personality type or your strengths. It could be a control mechanism. So overworking gives a false sense of control when other areas of your life feel chaotic or overwhelming. And it could be cultural or social pressures. I think this is a huge factor. At least it was in my burnout. In environments that reward the hustle culture, working harder despite exhaustion, it can be seen as a badge of honor rather than a warning sign. And then it becomes a vicious cycle. Burnout causes exhaustion, cynicism, inefficiency, and instead of resting, you work harder and harder to prove yourself. But more work leads to a deeper burnout, causing further emotional and physical strain. So how can you break the cycle? The first thing is awareness. Recognize that overworking is masking deeper issues that need to be explored. It could be setting boundaries, prioritizing your rest, hobbies, and relationships. It is also about setting boundaries at work and between work and your personal life. And seeking support. Therapists can address mental health issues like maybe depression or anxiety, whereas a career coach with experience like the experience I've gained, and also a work center evaluation and personal investigation. Some burnout is driven by the design of your work center. Could be the type of job that you're in. It could be bullying or even poor leadership. Other times, people drive their own burnout. Our Deep Spaces Identity Coaching helps people get to know who they are in all of their facets, along with tools for informed decision-making and sustainable change and growth. And redefining success. Shifting from work as self-worth to a more balanced definition of success. One of the biggest contributors to burnout in high-achieving women is career enmeshment. This is the over-identification with work as a primary or sole source of identity and self-worth. Have you ever gone out to lunch with somebody or maybe even to dinner in a movie? And they only talk about their work. They don't talk about anything else. People who are experiencing career enmeshment often feel as though their job defines who they are, rather than just one part of their life. I remember landing at stage 12 of burnout. I was no longer a high performer turning out quality work. I was depressed. Just getting through a day became a challenge. I was also in a toxic job, and my supervisors took the opportunity to counsel me in public about how I was no value added and should take off my uniform because I was a failure. There was no one who could help me successfully pivot, which is a huge part of the work I now do. Prior to landing at stage 12 of burnout, I remember a doctor standing up, raising her voice, yelling at me, firing me as a patient, because she assumed that I was just trying to steal benefits because I had a nice top on. That top was just what happened to be hanging in my closet. You can look fine on the outside, but be far from okay. Everyone around me assumed that I was just being lazy and didn't want to work. It wasn't okay to ask for my workplace and healthcare needs to be met. Everyone around me kept saying, "Do more, be more. You still haven't done enough." On top of it, I remember neighbors accusing me of being lazy and not wanting to work. There is a lot of bullying and shaming that comes with not working, not being well, and taking a break, because we are a society with a value of work over wellness. When people meet you, they don't ask, "Who are you?" They ask, "What do you do?" And then you are judged. So who suffers from career enmeshment? It is very prevalent in corporate America, the C-suite, male-dominated industries where women often feel the need to constantly prove themselves. It's common in high achievers, entrepreneurs, academics and researchers, professionals who are in high-stake careers, such as law, finance, tech, and the military, first responders, and people with purpose-driven jobs. So having a purpose is great, but you have to be mindful. Resolving leadership issues that drive burnout and workplace stress is one of our specialties through a program I call Evolve. Are you a woman leader feeling exhausted or facing obstacles? Are you a male leader striving to find harmony in working with women? Helping men and women leaders evolve together is one of my company's specialties and a main theme in my book, Dream Journey, Breaking the Dream Barriers, Bridging Identity Gaps in Life and Career. Some causes of career enmeshment are workplace culture and the reward system. A hustle mentality that glorifies overworking. Another one is perfectionism, the fear of failure or imposter syndrome, driving the need to constantly prove competence. And conditioning, environments where achievement was a source of validation. And then there's societal expectations where women feel pressured to work twice as hard as men do to gain recognition. So that's mostly in male-dominated fields. This was my downfall on top of not knowing how to successfully pivot. And that's why I became an expert. And another issue is the lack of identity anchors. Maybe you need to develop your relationships, personal values, hobbies, and your social connections and other areas of your life. It could be the lack of role models, seeing very few women in leadership positions, which could lead to overcompensation. And then there's the systemic barriers. Women often have to work harder for promotions, equal pay, and recognition. In cultural conditioning, many women are raised to be people pleasers, which can translate into an overcommitment at work. Some of the symptoms of career enmeshment know that it is not a condition. Could be emotional distress that's tied to your work performance. You could be feeling extreme highs from success and deep lows from setbacks. The inability to disconnect, struggling to take breaks, finding that work-life balance feels impossible, neglecting personal relationships and self-care. Are you prioritizing work over family, health, and hobbies? And perfectionism, I'm going to say it again. So perfectionism and fear of failure, viewing mistakes as personal failures rather than learning experiences. And then there's anxiety outside of work. Maybe you're just feeling lost or directionless when you're not working. Do you ever just sit there and try to do nothing and find that you can't not just do nothing? So symptoms of career enmeshment could be emotional distress tied to your work performance. Let's look at an example from the movie The Devil Wears Prada. In this movie, Miranda's entire identity revolves around being the powerful editor-in-chief of Runway magazine, to the point that it defines her relationships and her personal choices. Here's a few signs that Miranda has career enmeshment. She defines herself through her job. She disregards personal relationships. And she expects others to prioritize their work over their life. A solution for Miranda could be setting boundaries between work and her personal life, delegating tasks, and nurturing relationships outside of the fashion world. Also in The Devil Wears Prada is another character called Andy Sachs. She starts losing her personal identity as she immerses herself in the demanding world of fashion journalism. And some signs of career enmeshment in Andy are that she sacrifices relationships, loses her values, and allows work to control her life. A solution for Andy could be recognizing her worth outside of work, setting boundaries, and pursuing her own career path rather than seeking validation. Let's check if you have symptoms of career enmeshment. Do you have difficulty setting boundaries between your work and personal life? Do you feel guilty when you're not working? Are you losing interest in hobbies or relationships outside of work? Do you derive self-worth primarily from your career achievements? Do you experience anxiety or emptiness when you're thinking about your life outside of work? And know that career enmeshment isn't a condition, but it's a habit, conditioning, or a personality trait that can impact your health, your mental health, and your well-being. It shares characteristics with workaholism and occupational burnout, but it is distinct in that it involves a loss of self-identity outside of work, rather than just excessive working hours or stress. Some key takeaways for avoiding career enmeshment. One is to diversify your life. Try to find some hobbies you can engage in, relationships, and interests beyond work. Set good boundaries. Don't let work dominate your personal life and well-being. And prioritize your well-being, mental, emotional, physical health. It should come before career success. And explore other aspects of who you are. Also foster relationships, nurture friendships, family, and community outside of work. Define success in a holistic way. Success is not just about work. It is about fulfillment in all areas of your life. Recognize that your worth isn't defined by productivity. A sustainable career isn't built on constant overachievement. It is built on alignment, boundaries, and self-compassion. If you land at stage 12 of burnout like I did, know that the dreams you are chasing will turn into nightmares, and you won't break any dream barriers. I invite you to join me in a Beat Burnout Challenge. What is one boundary that you can set? How will you redefine success? If you are in burnout and you are experiencing anxiety or depression, please reach out to a doctor. If you would like help formulating realistic, sustainable solutions to pivot, reach out to me at elysiandream.net or georgia.elysiandream@gmail.com. And until next time, mind the gap.